And in fact, we have a sequential plan for using choices from grades 8 through 12. So in each grade level, they have different things they can do. And we suggest that even though they've had the profiler in 8th grade, it might be good at the 10th grade age to do it again. Because, you know, things change, and you're growing up, and you're changing. So, do it again.
Creating a future is not a static, one-time, forever inquiry. In this segment, Peggy Land and David, a high school student, revisit David's choices profile. This time, David's plan for his future and choices are remarkably similar.
And I understand that you've actually done the interest profiler in choices a couple of years ago. Do you remember doing that?
I do remember doing that, yes.
And what did you think about the results that you got? It gave your top interest areas, and how did you feel about that?
It didn't really focus on things that I actually have a high interest in.
And what are some things you're interested in?
Mostly automotive stuff with cars and that kind of stuff.
And what did it say when with your results? What did it, do you remember what your interests were?
It came up with stuff like architectural drafting and landscape design.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and you've signed into your portfolio. Let's go ahead and click on the planner and let's look at those results. Why are you doing that? Do you have any particular talents that you think you have? All right, now click right here. All right, good. Now click on the blue work tab and then over here on the interest profiler. It says welcome back, and it shows that you previously did this in 2008. Well, it's 2010 and it's 2 years later. Tell us what it says about being realistic. What's that first one say?
It says you enjoy hands-on activities, building, tinkering, and fixing.
Ah, do you think that describes you? Sounds like since you have that mechanical interest, that might be right on target for you. Okay, what does it say for the second thing?
You prefer concrete problems versus abstract.
Right, and do you know the difference between concrete and abstract?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, concrete means it's something you can touch and feel and see, like working on that engine in a truck or a car. If it's abstract, it's like a thought that you can't put your hands on. It's just out there somewhere. So I think that's right on target with you, too. You like those concrete things that you can touch and feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about the next one?
You find that using tools and machinery seems to come naturally to you.
It may be closer to what you think. In the beginning, you weren't too sure, but look at these things that it's saying about you. Go back and click on the work tab. And I want you to scroll down all the way to the bottom left, where it says find careers by alphabetical list. Click on that there. And I want you to look, try to think of a career that you're really interested in, and let's read about that. Something you really think you're interested in. What'd you choose?
Automobile mechanic.
Now we're talking. That appeals to you.
Yes.
I can see that is much more interesting to you. And what about it appeals to you?
Just the actually being able to get in there and do something constructive that will show a result in the end.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. Notice these tabs on the left. And the very first one says, is this for you? So why don't you click on that, and let's talk about what a person does. And notice that one of your top entrants was realistic. And notice that's the first one that's listed there. And what does it say about that kind of person?
You're a doer. You like physical activities and projects. You like to find answers to problems by doing hands-on work instead of talking about solutions.
All right, so how does that make you feel? Maybe it was a little closer than you actually thought in the beginning. At least half of it sounds like it might fit you. Being interested in doing this, what kind of jobs might you be able to do with this interest?
Automobile technician, engine builder, doing custom engines, that kind of stuff. Working on working on fleet vehicles for major companies, working on like the NASCAR crew, pit crew, that kind of stuff.
Do you have any idea what kind of education or training that you would need to be able to do some of those jobs you mentioned?
Yes, actually I do, because I have done research on doing this and for schools and that kind of stuff, and found a course up in Pennsylvania that is a one-year course, and you can learn on specific things that you have interest in, doing just the diesel technician or doing just the engine building or that kind of stuff.
And how did you do your research?
Using the internet.
Okay, what really led you to realizing that you have such an interest in remaking or rebuilding cars and engines?
Well, my dad owns a towing company, so I've been around cars since I was about 8 years old, and around automotive shops and that kind of stuff, and it's something that I pick up very quickly, and just I have a major interest in.
And you love it, too.
Yes.
It sounds like you love it. And you should always do what you love. If I could give you any advice at all, it would be to do something that you love to do, because it won't seem like you're working. It'll seem like you're doing something you love to do at the end of the day.